So the question is, what's it like to live through a pandemic? And my very first response is surreal. Venturing out to essential places like the grocery store, pharmacy, people all have this deer in the headlights look, not to mention that's probably enhanced by all the masks we have to wear now. It's a little reminiscent of 9/11, but at least after 9/11, we could hug each other. We could comfort each other. But for those of us who live alone, there's no touching, no hugging. And who knows when we can resume that bit of human contact that we took so for granted, even among friends. Sure, we've got FaceTime and Zoom and Skype, but those programs are a poor, albeit safe, substitute for human touch. I'm a retired university academic advisor who's very grateful to work part-time in two wonderful libraries, which I love, but I can't go to work. So aside from sitting home and fretting, what do I do? I have found a purpose, making face masks for what we call the front line. As a quilter, I've got bucket loads of extra fabric lying around. So I've been sewing masks for family and friends and coworkers and the medical community. And knowing that I'm helping some folks stay a bit safer provides meaning for me. Going forward, I do wonder, as many of us do, what the new normal is going to be like. And I guess we just have to stay tuned.